And now to the Democratic race for president, environmentalists for Kerry, healthcare workers for Dean. Those are just some of the special interests that may increase the turnout at tomorrow's caucuses in Washington state. Austin Jenkins of member station KPLU made the rounds with some of these groups and has this report.
They barnstormed Washington state this week, three candidates for president. In Tacoma, a resilient Howard Dean.
And here is why, with your help, we're going to win Washington on Saturday. This campaign is simply going to offer people something different than everybody else.
Something different from underdog Dennis Kucinich. At a college campus near the state capitol, he stressed a message of nonviolence and global peace.
Keep in mind the power that Washington state has. By this weekend, you can make sure the whole country hears this message when you bring people out to the caucuses. Are you ready to do that?
In Spokane, Democratic frontrunner John Kerry took care to reach out to environmentalists.
I will set a goal that by the year 2020, 20% of America's electricity will be produced by alternative and renewable energy in the United States.
The speeches are over. Now each campaign is focused on getting people out to the caucuses. They'll have help from special interests.
Hi, Chris. My name is Cindy, and I'm with SEIU, the union.
In a storefront office near downtown Seattle, a volunteer phones members of a union that represents nurses and healthcare workers.
Hey, listen, had you received the stuff about your neighborhood caucus this Saturday, and will you please go?
This union is backing Howard Dean because it believes he's more committed to the concept of universal healthcare for Americans. The Service Employees International Union has about 65,000 members in Washington state, but feels if only 1,000 show up at the caucuses, they can sway the vote. Kim Cook leads one of the union's local chapters.
We have made a commitment to this caucus in Washington state, this caucus process in Washington state, beyond anything we've ever done. And I think it really is because people are motivated around the health care issue in ways that we haven't been before. And we've made it the number one issue that I think will inspire people to come out on Saturday.
Meanwhile, at the League of Conservation Voters, they're betting environmental issues will get out the caucus vote for John Kerry. Protecting endangered salmon and preserving old-growth forests are constant themes in the Northwest.
Washington state is one of the most environmental states in this country.
Deb Callahan, the League's national president, has been in Seattle this week overseeing a phone and mail campaign targeting some 45,000 environmental voters.
I have the belief that 100 or a few hundred or a few thousand votes absolutely can separate a winner from a loser, and therefore the environment can make that tiny amount of difference. And honestly, I believe the environment can make a much bigger difference than that.
Three Democrats have stayed away from Washington state: Wesley Clark, John Edwards, and Al Sharpton. But Dennis Kucinich, with only two national convention delegates so far, is counting on Washington's reputation as a liberal stronghold to deliver him a stronger showing than he's mustered elsewhere in the country. At his campaign rallies, many supporters were energized by his proposal for a cabinet-level Department of Peace.
I feel that he's the only candidate that I know of that has not compromised any of his platform on very important issues in our country today.
He's what we've been waiting for. I'm a child of the 60s. We've been waiting for years for this guy.
Washington's independent streak and projections from the Democratic Party of a record caucus turnout have many activists believing the outcome on Saturday is up for grabs. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.